Hi, good morning. So a little
Blake,
insight.
Are you dying?
Yeah, yeah, so let me explain.
What's the problem?
Yeah, so so
it's bad.
Todd is not in the same studio as us. Todd's in the TV studio. And I mentioned this a little while ago, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, but I got stung by a wasp on Sunday. And I'm not typically allergic, but I am very reactive is the way the doctor described it. I did go to the doctor yesterday.
You did? Okay.
Yes, yeah. And I mean, look at that. So
I know.
Kelly just took a photo to send to Todd so he could see what it looks like.
It's kind of wild.
I'm nervous about posting it online because people are going to, you know, get on me about, you know, oh my God, you need to go to the, you know, people panic and I don't want
to. You got a fat hand now, though.
It's really
it's
large.
Fat.
I feel like it's working its way down.
Kelly, right. I think you need to. So, you know, when you get, I've heard, if you get bitten by a snake, you're supposed to, with a razor blade, slice it and then suck the venom out.
I thought you were going to tell
me to pee
on him.
I think you need to do that. Or
no.
You could pee on him.
I'll
one of the two.
Pee on him, but I don't want to slice
him. I'm going to go neither on that.
Well, just suck the venom out.
Well, so.
I'm not doing that. Well, if you need me to, fine.
I'll be like, Kelly, that's not my hand.
If you.
Wow. Wrong appendage.
Not to be too concerned, because I did go to the doctor and the doctor checked it out and he said, listen, if it gets a lot worse, well, I know Kelly can't look at
it. I can't. Every time it's like floating. I'm like,
it's crazy.
Because
well,
I have to
it
hold
is.
It up. Other,
yeah. Oh, so it drains?
Yeah, because the doctor said the reason that it may have swelled up yesterday is because I had it down
the whole day, pretty much,
the
right?
whole morning. Yeah,
I like
yeah.
that with your arm too. Pick him up so I can see your arms. Yeah,
are
it's
your
getting into your
getting
arm.
Your fat
yes,
too?
His forearm is yeah. bigger too.
Well, you know where you really want it.
Oh,
I wonder if it'll work down to the torso area. Wow, that's probably where you really want it.
Whoa!
I got stung by a bee.
Oh my God! Tim's gonna be like, "What
my
happened
God.
Here?
Whoa!
Wait,
a wasp?
Excuse me.
Yeah,
we got a wasp nest.
Yeah.
We need to get a.
We may have to install
staff.
A permanent wasp nest.
Yeah, exactly.
come on, waspies!
You need to take your bracelets off and your watch off that hand. You're cutting off the circulation.
You don't
for
have any
everything.
Rings, do you?
No,
no, you don't.
Okay, no, I know. Could you imagine?
You wouldn't be able
no.
to. I don't know.
Would
they'd have to cut it off.
That
would
be scary. 100%.
They would have to cut it off. There's nothing coming off of that hand.
No. Right. So I just have. I have a little bracelet that Tim's daughter made me. A little one of those little. You know, string bracelets.
Yeah.
But that's still loose, so I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
And the watch just comes right off.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
So,
okay.
But it definitely looks concerning, you know, and it doesn't feel comfortable. I'll tell you right now. Oh. So then last night, okay.
Sleeping.
So sleeping was not that bad, but for some reason we agreed to let the two young kids in the bed last night because mm-hmm. they're going to their mom's, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like their last night after a nice little stretch with us, and then we're not going to see them for, you know, 4 or 5 days or whatever it is. So we were like, okay, sure. And I'm thinking, okay, this is not a good idea.
You're going to suffocate one of the children with that hand.
Well, right.
Oh, God. Oh, that's funny.
You can't be trusted.
I didn't need a pillow. I just slept on my hand.
You slept on your hand.
Here, Shar, here's a pillow, pow.
There, right, exactly. So, but I'm trying to find ways to make it comfortable. And I don't know what it is about children and sleep. They don't stay in one spot. And also, they go vertical. All of a sudden.
Right.
And I'm like, how is it that there are two sets of feet over here?
Yeah.
Right? So it was not the best sleeping arrangement.
Got it.
You know, but
I don't think.
They're
ooh,
sweet.
Man, I don't. Ooh.
Well,
so it just goes away with time? There's no medication or anything. Did you take steroids or anything?
Oh, no. He thought about prescribing a steroid, but he said, I'd really rather not.
What?
He's like, your calves are big enough already.
Like, good Lord.
Well, he looked at the rest of my arm and said, you don't need steroids, sir.
No way.
I mean, who's going to look at that arm and that hand and be like, I'm not going to give you. What? I'd be like, give it to me.
Well,
now.
No. So I'm on an antihistamine.
Oh.
It's obviously not working.
It takes. He said, "Like, look." He said it's 48 hours from the sting. That's when it may
peak
and then go back. Yeah. So I've still got like another 5 or 6 hours.
So it still hasn't even peaked.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I know.
You're gonna like float away. It's like a hot air balloon on your hand.
Yeah, don't put your hand up. Tie
my toe down.
My God.
Could you imagine if I was like, all of a sudden just started floating?
I mean, the thing is huge.
It's enormous.
Well, I'm doing the show from the ceiling today because my arm has floated me up here.
It's definitely in your forearm, too. Yeah. We need a steroid stat.
Okay, you're going to make people panic.
Oh, it definitely is in his forearm.
Yeah, it's definitely in your forearm.
Yeah.
So it's not comfortable, but
so the next time you get stung, it may be like to your throat or something, right?
Does
it
just keep getting progressively worse?
I think that at this point I probably need to talk to a doctor about getting an EpiPen. Just in case.
Ooh, good luck, because they're like $900.
I know.
Oh my God.
And they only last for like a year.
Yeah, and then you got to get another
crazy.
One.
It's crazy.
I know.
What?
Well, Todd has that weird flax allergy.
Yeah, I don't even buy them because they're too expensive. I get like hand-me-downs from my brother's kids.
Okay, tightwad Todd.
They're way too expensive.
There's
a
point.
I just won't eat grains.
But it's your own.
Our healthcare system is ridiculous.
Okay, it's terrible.
Yes, but tightwad. Okay, I get that you're frugal, but you're getting hand-me-down EpiPens?
Man.
Well, like, I get like a hand-me-down onesie for your two-year-old. But like an EpiPen hand me down? Like, what are you going to? The Goodwill of healthcare?
Man.
I mean,
$1,000 though, man.
They're a lot, Blake. They're like $600 or something. They're a lot of money. I don't
Is
even
that
know
out
the
of
actual
pocket?
Number. I don't know.
I don't even know.
I think it depends on your insurance. I mean, some insurances you have to pay a deductible first. So,
right.
You
know,
you
got to
hit
a
deductible limit
for
or whatever.
These
yeah,
but they're crazy expensive. I guess there is going to be a generic, and I don't know if it's out there yet.
Yeah, I remember hearing
about soon,
that. Yeah.
Which will cut the cost in like half, but you're still talking hundreds of dollars.
Wow.
This has been Medical Savings with Todd Guttner on Coast 93.